Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. To Him belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah increase the honor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise his rank and protect his nation from what he fears for it. Today we shall discuss the meaning of the miracle and karamas. The miracle is an extraordinary act. It is not a usual event that happens in everyday life or to everyone. Miracles are only for prophets and are always in agreement with what they say. So no one can do anything that is equal or similar to a miracle to discredit a prophet. Examples of miracles are the flowing of water from between the fingers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and transforming the staff of Prophet Musa into a giant snake. So a strange matter that is not extraordinary is not considered a miracle, such as the flying of an airplane. Also, an extraordinary matter that is not accompanied by a claim of prophethood is not considered a miracle at all. Examples are the extraordinary matters that occur to highly righteous Muslims, walis. These extraordinary matters are called karamas. Also, what an opposing party can imitate is not a miracle, such as magic, because it can be imitated by opposing magic. The miracle is of two types. One type occurs after the suggestion of the people whom the Prophet is calling to Islam. The other type occurs without the suggestion of the people. An example of the first type is what happened with Prophet Salih alayhi salam. Upon his people's suggestion, he brought a camel and its child out of a rock by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of the second type is what happened to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the tree trunk longed for him. Al-Bukhari related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give the speech of Jumu'ah while leaning on a palm tree. One of the Ansar suggested, "O Prophet of Allah, why don't we make a minbar for you?" He said, "As you wish." They built a minbar, a pulpit, for him. When it was the next Friday, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam climbed on the minbar, but the tree trunk started moaning, longing for the Prophet like a child. The Prophet, peace be upon him, came down and hugged it. This comforted the trunk by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever he mentioned this miracle, Al-Hasan used to say, "O Muslim people, the wood longed for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because it missed him. You are more worthy of missing the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam." The karama, on the other hand, is an extraordinary matter that occurs on the hands of a Muslim wali who does all the obligations, refrains from all sins, and does many recommended matters. This is what differentiates the karama from magic and tricks. A karama occurred for Our Lady Maryam, the mother of Prophet Isa, Jesus, peace be upon them both. Whenever Prophet Zakaria, her sister's husband, visited her, he would find that she had the fruit of the summer in the winter and the fruit of the winter in the summer. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله. Ayah 37 of Surah Ali Imran means, whenever Zakaria entered the place where Maryam prayed, he would find fruit there, that is, the summer fruits during the winter, and vice versa. He asked her how she got it. She replied that this was from Allah's endowments. Allah gives whomever He willed, whatever quantity He willed. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Allah knows best.